This Friday, the music department at UNCW presents the Faculty and Alumni Showcase. Nearly 20 performers take the stage at Beckwith Recital Hall to perform the music of the great minimalists, Philip Glass, Terry Riley, and Steve Reich. Guitar performer and music professor Rob Nathanson is performing, along with Daniela Gigel-Gualdi, Justin Hoke, Mike D'Angelo, and many others. Rob Nathanson joined us to talk about this concert. He begins with a little history about the origin of minimalism.
The 20th century music history, starting with Schoenberg and Webern and Berg, very atonal, dissonant, stringent music that's supposed to represent angst and inner anxiety and all those kinds of things. And then the 20th century started there and even got more stringent and more bizarre and more, I guess you could use the word ugly, dissonant. And then these composers in the 60s, they grew up with the 60s culture, listening to the Beatles and Jimi Hendrix and The Who and all those things. And they were going to music school, studying that music of Schoenberg and Stockhausen and all these avant-garde composers, and saying that, you know, this music doesn't speak to us. And they started to write this music that was beautiful, tonal, mesmerizing, repetitive, with rock-like rhythms. And at first they were panned by the composer community, saying, oh, this music is, you know, not very interesting. But actually, they really turned the whole classical world back to tonality, where now music is very accessible, new music is very accessible, very beautiful, and it was a very influential time. So Glass is the one that's the toughest, because his music is the simplest and the most repetitive and the longest, but we're only playing a 5.5 minute piece of his, which is absolutely stunning, gorgeous, beautiful music. And then actually Terry Riley's music, which is the next three pieces, isn't really these repetitive ideas that happen over and over again. It's really a chord progression that happens over and over, just like Bach's famous Chaconne in D minor, or, you know, something like that. And that music is very accessible. And then the last piece, we go back to kind of the Philip Glass kind of music with Steve Reich, but it's with 15 electric guitar, so it's just really, really cool. It was written for Pat Metheny, and actually the way that most people perform it is with one guitar, the live guitar, and tape. But the tape is of 14 other guitarists, so we're using the 14 other guitarists instead of the tape. The minimal music isn't for everybody, because these pieces can be very, very long. But Friday's concert is minimalist light. We're playing five pieces. None of them are more than 10 minutes. Most of them are five. And you get a nice taste of this music, and it's really spectacular.
And it's going to be a crowded stage.
Yes, it's going to be a crowded stage, yes.
That was Rob Nathanson performing in the Minimalist Concert at Beckwith Recital Hall on Friday evening at 7:30. A reception follows. Hear more from Rob at whqr.org.